Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. Luke chapter 5, verses 1 to 11. One day as Jesus was standing by the lake of Gennesaret, with the people crowding around him and listening to the word of God, he saw at the water's edge two boats left there by the fishermen who were washing their nets. He got into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, and asked him to put out a little from shore. Then he sat down and taught the people from the boat. When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into deep water, and let down the nets for a catch." Simon answered, "Master, we've worked hard all night and haven't caught anything, but because you say so, I will let down the nets." When they had done so, they caught such a large number of fish that their nets began to break. So they signaled their partners in the other boat to come and help them, and they came and filled both boats so full that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw this, he fell at Jesus' knees and said, "Go away from me, Lord, I am a sinful man." For he and all his companions were astonished at the catch of fish they had taken, and so were James and John, the sons of Zebedee, Simon's partners. Then Jesus said to Simon, "Don't be afraid. From now on you will catch men." So they pulled their boats up on shore, left everything, and followed him. Peter and his companions knew how to fish. It was their livelihood, their profession, their passion. When a person spends their life doing something, they usually become pretty good at it. Fishermen know the natural rhythms of the water and the patterns of its creatures. Maybe this is why Jesus' miracle had such an impact on Simon. He had seen Jesus turn the water into wine at Cana, drive a fever from his mother-in-law, and heal countless others of their diseases. But this was different. Peter probably didn't know much about making wine or about medicine, but he certainly knew about fish. So when Jesus sent so many fish into their nets that they began to break and their boats began to sink, he was astonished. Falling at his master's knees, he said, "Go away from me, Lord, I am a sinful man." Does Peter's reaction surprise you? Wouldn't we expect him to say, "Lord, since you can do miracles like this, stay right next to me. If this is how you fish, we are going to be rich." Instead, he says, "Get away from me." Peter knew that this was an act of God himself, and his only response was one of fear and unworthiness. He knew that he didn't have any business being near the one who had power over creation and all of its creatures. We can understand his response, can't we? When we are confronted with Jesus' power in his word, when we hear his perfect commands and his exacting demand for obedience, we feel the same way. "Who am I, Lord? Who am I to be near you? Who am I to be one of your followers?" Thankfully, Jesus deals with us the same way he dealt with Peter. He says, "Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid because I have forgiven all of your sins. Don't be afraid because I came to lay down my life for you. Don't be afraid because from now on you will fish for people." After we understand who we are and what God has done for us, Jesus sends us. Go. Go with the good news that God loves sinners because of Jesus. Go with the good news of who you are and what God has done for you. Go, knowing that your Savior, who used his power to cause all those fish to rush into the disciples' nets, will use that same power to bless you. Dear Jesus, send your Holy Spirit to remind me of my sin, but even more, to assure me of your love and forgiveness. Empower me to be a fisher of people and to share the message of your salvation with others. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go online to whataboutjesus.com and click on Daily Devotions. God bless your day.